This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
What your doctor can do for you, ask what you can do for yourself. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and you really can be your own best doctor most of the time. And I'll tell you how. Should you have a health-related challenge right now, a health problem, a quagmire, a dilemma, some type of an issue going on, I'm here for you. In fact, I'll go ahead and give out the toll-free number nationwide in case you need a lifeline to a doctor who can hopefully answer your health-related question or comment and give you some help at free 99. Here's the number into the show, toll-free nationwide for health questions, open questions, general health-related questions, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55, and then on your touch tone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B, 888-553-7262 is our call-in phone number. Taking questions on the topic of health and hopefully knocking them out of the park. I'll do my very best. You can be assured of that. And if you're new to the program, welcome. Welcome back to our veteran listeners. Those people who are new, listening in for the very first time, and are not aware of the format, and are asking themselves in their own mind, well, what kind of health questions? Maybe you don't talk about or address the health problems that I currently have. Well, we can discuss anything from gallbladder problems to gluten to gout, allergies to arthritis, warts to wrinkles, shingles to sinusitis, carpal tunnel to how to lower your cholesterol drug-free. The only bad health question, really, is the one you're not asking. So you're encouraged to call in right now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Again, the phone number, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Help me help you with your most precious possession. That's the goal. That's the idea behind it. It's what we're about. If you have decided to get back to feeling good again, you've come to the right place. Because becoming independently healthy as opposed to being dependently sick is a good thing. And we should all seek that out if that is at all possible. And if you stick around today, you're going to learn about the latest news about health and wellness. And most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. We have a special guest coming up next hour with a brand new topic that I don't think anybody in the audience knows much about, even though it's going to be essential for you to learn about it, in my mind, and very important to your health on a go-forward basis. So that is something to look forward. That's next hour. Final hour of the show. We'll have, of course, this week's installments of the Health Alternative, Health Outrage, and Health mystery of the week, plus a product recall to share with you. And I'm also going to circle back to the dilemma that many of you were made aware of about 3 months ago on the lead up to the Super Bowl, when the football playoffs were going on, and the young man by the name of Damar Hamlin made a tackle. I think he's Buffalo Bills football player, made a tackle on the field and went down and required emergency CPR and required a person to restart his heart with an electrical device. I'm going to circle back to that and provide for you some commentary by a very high-profile doctor who is speaking out about what likely happened, even though the NFL and the National Football League and the media in general has done everything they could to block you from knowing the truth behind what really happened. And even in an interview that was conducted with this young man, who was 25 years of age, healthy as you can be, tip-top elite athlete, still his heart stopped. So the question was on everybody's mind, how can that happen? And there's been a lot of speculation behind why it happened with respect to maybe it was the hit and it was just one of those times, it was just a perfect scenario, perfect storm, where having run into another player and made that contact at the exact right point between beats of his heart, it stopped his heart. And that was and there's a condition that is called. And that's what the initial, diagnosis was for this young man, which in the beginning I didn't believe, and many other health experts didn't believe. And now you're going to have the opportunity to hear what a very high-profile doctor, who you'll recognize his name, what he thinks about it. And I happen to agree with him, even though I don't agree with everything this particular doctor says. But I do certainly agree with his prognostication and his viewpoint of this one, which we will get to, and I want you to listen very carefully because I think it's important to understand, especially with anybody out there who is on board with and believes in everything related to COVID shots and booster after booster after booster after booster. This should be of real interest to you. And for those who are vaccine deniers, non-vaxxers, those who have been somewhat skeptical of taking the COVID experimental shot, this may also be of interest to you to hear this doctor's comments. So that will happen. But I also want to give you an overview before we get to that, because there's going to be some commentary, and then I'll play an audio clip of that doctor's comments. And I just found it really enlightening, and I think a lot of you will feel the same way. But we're also going to be later in the show talking about pain, the topic of pain, and why there are easy, simple, but yet somewhat, society will frown on you doing this if you do it, and that is to start swearing, blurting out expletives and curse words when you're in pain. Yet, what we find in the latest news is that if you've got pain, you should be swearing because it helps. It helps as a natural analgesic to swear or curse when you are in some type of distress. Now, I'm not advocating it because just the opposite went into my rearing when I was a young lad. You don't swear. And if you do, you'll be eating a bar of soap soon. And so that's sort of why you have to understand where I'm coming from here. But I'm reporting the news on this, And I think tens of millions of Americans who suffer in pain on a daily basis, both acute and chronic, will be fascinated to hear how and why swearing while in pain actually helps a person. And this team of doctors is saying, hey, look, wouldn't you rather do that than suffer more than you have to, one, or require risky pharmaceutical drugs, either over-the-counter or prescription? Why not just utter a curse word and be done with it and feel better about it? Blurting out swear words, and you, whether it's you stub your toe or you have some other injury. We're going to get into that also, so that should be fascinating. A couple of things for you to look forward to. But most importantly and always, I am here to field your phone call and or your health-related comment, should you have one, at 888-553-7262, 1-888-55. Dr. Bob. We'll be right back.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Most people are shocked to learn that more than 50% of cancer patients who receive conventional chemotherapy die not from cancer, but because of the horrendous adverse side effects of chemotherapy. Furthermore, during routine cancer treatments, be it radiation or conventional chemotherapy, quality of life frequently drops to an all-time low. Thanks to advancements in holistic and integrative oncology, Brio Medical, a world leader in personalized cancer treatment programs utilizing safe, non-toxic cancer treatments and therapies, is now available. Brio Medical's state-of-the-art integrative and complementary cancer treatments can lead to better patient outcomes and reduce adverse side effects associated with conventional cancer care. Their team of medical doctors at Brio Medical provide comprehensive approaches to help cancer patients restore their ability to heal while directly targeting cancer cells. Call Brio Medical today. 844-411-2746. That's 844-411-BRIO or Brio, B-R-I-O, medical.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
Well, from headaches to hemorrhoids, aches to shakes, pimples to prostate problems, and all points in between, we discuss it here on this radio show. What is ever of interest to you, if you have one of these ailments or maladies or infirmities, and you would like a lifeline or some help, we are here for you. Our toll-free number into the show is 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB or 888-553-7262 is our call-in phone number. Now, as I mentioned, going into that break just now, there's some interesting commentary that has surfaced from a high-profile doctor speaking out with respect to the young football player, the Buffalo Bills football player by the name of Damar Hamlin, who was all over the television news and radio broadcasts. He's a Buffalo Bills football player. About 3 months ago, he took a hit while on the football field, and his heart stopped, and he was it was required to do CPR and shock his heart back into rhythm. And there's been a lot of speculation as to what caused that. The doctors right away said, well, it was a rare condition, you know, it was going to happen. It just happened at the right time in the right place. I was very suspicious of it, I should say, and many other doctors were as well, because remember now, Damar Hamlin was forced into getting a COVID shot or more in order to remain a Buffalo Bills football player. And not everybody is affected by this, but it is now believed that that is part and parcel of the reason why his heart stopped at that point, because of a clot that was formed in his body, an embolus, because of the COVID shot, which is known to cause myocarditis and pericarditis and other inflammatory heart-related conditions. So I'm here to tell you the truth has been, I think, substantially covered up very quietly and very cleverly by the National Football League and the Buffalo Bills football organization. They do not want to have anybody believe, especially Damar Hamlin, even though he very likely believes that it had something to do with his the shot that he took, the COVID shot that he was forced into taking, that he may not have wanted and would not have probably taken had they not said, look, you either get the shot or you're off the team. And in fact, there was an interview between himself and a TV commentator that used to be on Good Morning America. I'm not sure if he still is, asking him, well, what do you think caused the problem? And he hesitated because he's already spoken to people, and he said, I'm just not going to comment on that. I won't comment on it, which basically says he knows. He just won't say because they've warned him, if you do, we'll not give you the big payday, I'm sure, down the road, or you will be kicked off the team. So you may recall this happening where this football player collapsed, had cardiac arrest. His doctors, again, claiming he suffered this heart condition called commotio, a very rare condition at the time of the diagnosis. 25-year-old athlete, prime of his career, tip-top shape. So how could a football injury like this create the problem? Something else to recall was, as I said, he was forced to get a COVID shot. And that's where a lot of doctors believe that is the reason for his heart stopping, because he had a clot. And thank goodness for the ability for the team and the people on the sidelines to come out there and save his life, essentially, from that problem that he had. But right now they're still not announcing what is wrong with this gentleman. What happened? Still investigating. He wants to go back and play football, but they still don't know whether or not he's going to be able to do that. In any event, here are comments from Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew Pinsky, you've seen him all over the television. He's got a very popular podcast. He's on Fox News on a regular basis. Here are his comments related to this football player and what he believes happened to him. Go.
We still aren't allowed to ask questions. What happened to Damar Hamlin? What happened to him? What was that? And why can't we ask about that? What was that? Until we can understand what that was, people are covering things. There's one diagnosis that would explain everything. It is simply not post-COVID. And here's the data. He stands up after the tackle. With Camocio, you don't stand up afterwards. You go flaccid immediately. And not only that, but Camocio doesn't happen in a football player, and it rarely happens in an adult. It usually happens in pre-adolescent males from a projectile, like a hockey puck, an elbow, or a baseball. So already we were in weird territory. But then the fact that he stood up, took a couple steps, and fell down, that doesn't happen with Camocio. So it's something else. And he has no pulse immediately. Well, what kinds of things do that? Well, only a few things do it. Most of them are cardiac. And when the cart is restarted again, people usually kind of come around. Now, they can have a shock lung, right? So they need to be ventilated. And they can have neurological effects. And they can be a while before they're breathing normally on their own. But in DeMar's case, he arrested again in the ER. That's weird, unless he also had a heart attack or some heart injury from having been without a pulse. But they were on him pretty quickly, so why would that happen? Then he recovered neurologically ahead of his pulmonary improvement. There were reports, again, I wasn't there, but the reports were he was awake and communicating on a ventilator. That's the opposite of the direction it normally occurs. So what things would cause sudden no pulse, rearrest in the ER, and the pulmonary status to lag behind neurological would be a pulmonary embolus. And a pulmonary embolus happens during acute COVID, which he did not have, and it has been alleged to occur related with the vaccine. So my suspicion is the only possible diagnosis that they would be motivated to hide, because everything else could be post-COVID, but why are they hiding it? I'm just going to conclude it must have been a pulmonary embolus, and they're not willing to.
Why are they hiding it? It's called pay me, please. That's why they're not disclosing what the real cause of his heart problem was. He had an adverse reaction in progress. It just took a hit to bring it to fruition on the football field, because as Dr. Pinsky very notably went through the different things, that this doesn't happen in somebody who gets COVID, who develops COVID and infection. You don't stand up when you have commotio. You're down and take a couple steps. You're not an adult. You're younger, usually younger athletes, and it's rare, very rare, getting hit with a hockey puck just exactly at the right point in between heartbeats. That wasn't the case here. And this football player, DeMar Hamlin, from the Buffalo Bills, took a couple steps. That doesn't happen also in that rare heart condition called commotio, which has nothing to do with this. It really is about, many people believe now, that it was brought about by an adverse reaction to a COVID shot that he was forced into getting as a result of this team telling the athletes that it was mandatory that they get a shot. Now, what, of course, DeMar Hamlin and I'm sure his team of lawyers are doing are they're negotiating with the NFL and the Buffalo Bills, a football organization, to find out how much they're going to pay him for an entire lifetime. This is 3 months later, and he wants to go back on the field. He's a football player. He loves it. But they're still wondering whether or not he is going to be, because of the potential heart damage, be able to do that. So they're going to do everything they can to cover this up, but we wanted you to know about it. That's the update on that scenario. We'll have more of that. And also a cardiologist's comments on myocarditis when we come out of this break. And we're going to go to your phone calls as well. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Cold and flu season is officially here. It's not something to celebrate, but it's definitely a time of the year you can prepare for. No one enjoys being sick at home, feeling miserable during cold winter days, so don't. By taking Omeolife pH Balanced Silver. If you're worried about taking chemical-filled cold and flu medicines with risky side effects, you may not even need them if your immune system is in tip-top shape. Anything you can do to naturally support your immune system is beneficial. Omeolife pH Balanced Silver Solution is restocked and ready to ensure your protection during cold and flu season. Each moment in life is precious. Don't waste it being sick. Your Stay Healthy strategy should include pH-balanced, amino-structured silver solution. To order, call 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. That's 800-422-8148 or ameolife.com. That's ameolife.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice gives me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. To this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we are going to very shortly here go to our phone calls. If you are on hold right now, Tracy in Iowa, you're going to be up first. And if you want to join us with a question about your health or the health of somebody in your life that's struggling and you want to call in on their behalf and be a person that brings that information back to them, that is okay with me. Or if you'd like to comment on what I just spoke about, the football player having the problem with his heart secondary to the COVID shot, and now that is all coming to the surface. The truth will eventually come out, and it is happening right now. If you want to comment on that, pro or con, you may do so. Here's our number into the program, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55 Dr. Bob. And we'll get to Tracy's phone call in just a moment. First this, so you know, the mouth, the oral cavity in human beings is the gateway to a lot of problems. Now, we all know that if you don't brush your teeth and flush and see your dental hygienist and have checkups at your dental practice, dentist's office, there's going to be potential problems that you will run into. And that's why we need to pay careful attention to and diligence to our oral health. Germs enter and spread through the body from a few places, most commonly through the nose and the mouth. Those are big portals of entry where these microbes can get into our system and take over and create all kinds of health-related problems. We do need to pay attention to cleaning our noses. And I've talked about that over the years many times, how about 7 to 8 or so germs, 7 to 8 70 to 80%, I should say, of germs that enter the body that are capable of causing the common cold, influenza, COVID, enter through your nasal cavity. So it's important to make sure that cavity, your nostrils, are moisturized and are cleaned out on a regular basis so that the germs do not have a chance to sequester or mount up there to take over the machinery of your own cells. And that's why I'm a big fan of using clear nasal sprays, particularly one called Clear Rescue Nasal Spray with all the biocidal agents in it that germs hate to come in contact with. And not only that, the xylitol in it, which is the moisturizer, the carrier that carries the load that those germs do not like. Also, with respect to the mouth, I know that most people are used to using these commercial toothpastes. Unfortunately, those commercial toothpastes that you see, Crest, Colgate, TheraBrand, whatever it may be, are full of all kinds of undesirable chemicals that you don't want in your oral cavity. Yes, you need to brush your teeth, but you should use a toothpaste and a mouth rinse or mouthwash that is rich in something called xylitol. Xylitol is a delicious sweetener that sort of tricks the germs in the mouth to not be able to survive because they try to digest the xylitol and they cannot, and they eventually perish. And that's what you want. You want the germs out of the mouth, out of the oral cavity as quickly as possible so they don't have a chance to damage your teeth, your gums, and create periodontal disease, periodontitis, and caries, these cavities. So use the dental defense system called Spry, S-P-R-Y. Look for it the next time you're in your favorite grocery, drug, or health food store. S-P-R-Y toothpaste. And if the toothpaste you're currently using is not rich in xylitol, kick it to the curb and switch over to Spry, S-P-R-Y, toothpaste and all the other products. They can be found at drugstores like CVS, Rite Aid, big box stores like Target. You've got also Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts Farmers Markets, natural grocers nationwide, or you can hit their website to learn more about these products, Spry Dental Defense, and the Clear Nasal Sprays at clear.com. X-L-E-A-R. The X in clear stands for xylitol. All right, let's go to your telephone calls now. First up, we say hello to Tracy in the state of Iowa. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Tracy, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. I have just been diagnosed with dynamic spasmatic gallbladder. Mm-hmm. And the recommendation is to remove it. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if there would be an alternative to that you would know.
It depends. Did they do a DynaScan on you? Is that how they determined that you had gallbladder problems?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the gold standard. And, of course, that's also in conventional medicine what we call a path to cash, meaning that, oh, there it is. Oh, yes, we have now justification for removal of an organ that should never be removed in a person's lifetime because our Creator wanted it to be there for the entire time because it actually has a function. It is important to have that in your body. And if you lose it, it increases your risk of cancer slightly, but it does. And doctors, of course, rarely tell their patients about this as they're pitching them on the gallbladder removal. And again, some gallbladders do need to be taken out depending on the level of disease, but most do not. My opinion of it, Tracy, I think probably maybe 2% of all gallbladder surgery is necessary. Now, I base that on lots of clinical practice in the trenches and helping to help our patients navigate through gallbladder sludge and gallbladder stones by knowing what kind of diet they should be on, what kind of enzymes they need to be taking, what foods to stay away from, what supplements to take, and also instructing them how to do what is called a liver gallbladder flush, which is a highly successful way to flush stones and gallbladder sludge out of their bodies without any adverse side effects. And I had the honor of supervising. Excuse me?
That's what I was wondering. An alternative maybe would be a flush. I do not have stones. I did find that out. But, yeah, I was just trying to – I haven't researched very much yet, but I just wondered your opinion on an alternative to cleansing it or settling it down if it's spasmatic.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a reason why it gets spasmatic. One is that in your diet when there's fried foods or too much saturated fat in the diet or too much sugar, that means sweets, desserts, ice cream, candy, those are the things, and lack of exercise and lack of fiber in the diet, those are the things that generate it. That's what causes stones. And I've dealt with this not only with hundreds and hundreds of patients, but also in my own family. My mother had gallbladder disease. And this is while I was in college in Iowa, and we were able to successfully flush her gallstones and sludge out, and she kept her gallbladder for a lifetime, and all her belching and burping and all her bloating and all that went away. Now, you need to be under the care and supervision of a doctor who understands the protocol of this, maybe a naturopathic doctor, holistically oriented DOMD, and that's where you need to begin. Tracy, thank you for your phone call. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Cold and flu season is officially here. It's not something to celebrate, but it's definitely a time of the year you can prepare for. No one enjoys being sick at home, feeling miserable during cold winter days, so don't. By taking Omeolife pH Balanced Silver. If you're worried about taking chemical-filled cold and flu medicines with risky side effects, you may not even need them if your immune system is in tip-top shape. Anything you can do to naturally support your immune system is beneficial. Omeolife pH Balanced Silver Solution is restocked and ready to ensure your protection during cold and flu season. Each moment in life is precious. Don't waste it being sick. Your stay healthy strategy should include pH Balanced Omeo Structured Silver Solution. To order, call 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. That's 800-422-8148 or omeolife.com. That's AMEOLife.com. Hey, healthy earth. Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. If you give out the phone number nationwide, should you have a health question about yourself or somebody else you'd like to call in on or make a health-related comment, I'm here for you. The number, 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262. 1-888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. And then throughout the week and weekend, of course, if you want to stay apprised of all the latest breaking news in the arena of health and wellness, we post that up on my personal website where you can stay in touch with yours truly always and actually send questions through there that I often answer. Can't answer all of them, but I do my best. That's over there at drbob.com. There you will need to spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. That's where also the past shows, podcasts, which are recordings of the show, live in the podcast libraries in case there's a weekend that you miss the show or you have a friend or a loved one or a neighbor or coworker and you believe they should hear what we discussed on the program. You can direct them to the site and the podcast library, and they can, let's say this show right now will be there and available for listening all over again or for the first time on this coming Wednesday at drbob.com. And if you're a Twitter person, you can also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Bob Martin. It's all there. Now, let's get to this information, and I want to say sort of a disclaimer here. I am, before I tell you how swearing is important for pain, that I'm not advocating it. I'm not asking you to start swearing or swear more if you're already swearing every time you hurt yourself or stub your toe, because when I grew up, you just didn't curse. You did not swear, or the lava soap came into your mouth, and then you chewed, and then it was nasty, and you didn't do that again. Negative feedback. So I'm not a person who swears very often. But swearing does, I'll report the news here, help numb pain. That's what health experts are saying. The F word is the best remedy for stubbing one's toe to other painful experiences. Blurting out a swear word when you hurt yourself is instinctual for many people. But rather than just a knee-jerk reaction, one particular expert, health expert, claims that swearing actually functions as a natural painkiller. Now, you'll have to tell people that if you blurt out a swear word and they go, oh, my gosh, don't swear. Well, no, I did it for my pain, don't you know? Cursing triggers part of the brain involved in the body's fight or flight response. That, according to Dr. Rachel Terry. This can then, she claims, trigger a surge in adrenaline, a natural form of pain relief. Dr. Taylor said the research suggests swearing can activate a part of the brain that we have to study as doctors called the amygdala, part of the brain that makes up the limbic system, which is responsible for behavior and emotional responses that are instinctive and difficult to control. It may explain why almost two-thirds of all people in Britain, the country of Britain, 64% claim that effing and other curse words help take away the agony of an injury, pain. In fact, they talk about the F word was the preferred pain relief there, closely followed by another four-letter word that begins with S and ends in T, which 50% say they use. The poll that I'm looking at right now, 2,000 people in Britain, conducted by the research agency Perspective Global, found that the average person swears 9 to 10 times a day, more for men, a little less for women, but not much. And after the F and the S words, the third most popular swear word uttered in response to pain, at least in Britain, is, and you've heard this before, bloody hell, with 1 in 4 saying they use the phrase according to the results. So that's what goes on in Britain, but I think it's pretty much the same here in America. Let's face it. How many people really honestly say they don't swear or have never sworn or don't swear when or utter an expletive when they hurt themselves? Well, here's an interesting audio presentation to consider with that. Go.
Americans are cursing today more than ever before. In fact, the average American utters 80 to 90 curse words every day. That's about 5 curse words every waking hour. And it might not be in vain. Turns out, swearing may help you live a healthier, happier life in the long run. When you stub your toe and holler your favorite dirty four-letter word, you're actually doing yourself a favor. Swearing has been known to raise your heart rate, which can help reduce the pain. For example, one study found that people who held their hand in icy water while cursing lasted 50% longer than people who used neutral words, like wooden and flat. And if you're still not convinced that you should curse more, consider this. Swearing could be the key to improving workouts. Researchers asked people to curse while riding a stationary bike and holding a device that measured hand grip strength. Turns out, participants pedaled faster and gripped stronger while spewing their favorite expletives. And swearing won't just help you get more fit, it can also reduce stress and anxiety. One study found that swearing helped drivers better cope with their frustration on the road whenever a pedestrian illegally crossed the street. And in fact, this kind of emotional relief is so common, it has a name. Lalochisia.
Lalochisia, yes. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. The number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Most people are shocked to learn that more than 50% of cancer patients who receive conventional chemotherapy die not from cancer, but because of the horrendous adverse side effects of chemotherapy. Furthermore, during routine cancer treatments, be it radiation or conventional chemotherapy, quality of life frequently drops to an all-time low. Thanks to advancements in holistic and integrative oncology, Brio Medical, a world leader in personalized cancer treatment programs utilizing safe, non-toxic cancer treatments and therapies, is now available. Brio Medical's state-of-the-art integrative and complementary cancer treatments can lead to better patient outcomes and reduce adverse side effects associated with conventional cancer care. Their team of medical doctors at Brio Medical provide comprehensive approaches to help cancer patients restore their ability to heal while directly targeting cancer cells. Call Brio Medical today, 844-411-2746. That's 844-411-BRIO or Brio, B-R-I-O, medical.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. Now, this last segment of the show where I discussed how swearing can actually help you with pain, numb your pain, decrease your pain, according to Dr. Rachel Taylor, an expert on this, there's a little bit more to explain to that. And as you heard in that last audio clip, the average American swears about 80 to 90 times per day. Now, you might be saying, I don't swear. I don't swear at all. 80 to 90 times? No way. That's the average person. You may be above average in the other direction, and that is a good thing. But nonetheless, here's a little bit more of that audio clip. Go.
Relief is one reason why we've evolved to curse in the first place. Because it's a way for us to express strong emotions like anger and frustration without having to throw a punch or act out. And this method of choosing words over violence has other benefits too. Studies show that people who curse are perceived as more genuine and sincere. And researchers have found that people who can list the most swear words also come across as more honest when they're measured on a lie scale. But there's still one place where cursing is almost always out of the question. Work. But you might have a good excuse to swear there too. Hey, what the f***? Researchers studied a team of workers at a soap factory in New Zealand and looked at the use of one particular swear word. Starts with an F. It ends with a K. I think you know which word. Turns out that using the F word helped workers express politeness, alleviate tension, and bond with each other. But we're not saying you should go and curse out your boss. Although, a little swearing here and there can't hurt. I mean, might even help.
And again, I want to point out, I am not advocating swearing. I'm reporting the news on this. But when you hear the interesting information attached to why human beings swear and how they can parlay vocal iterations of expletive words and how they are perceived to be more genuine, honest, and probably more intelligent, but I don't know. You kind of wonder about the whole process. And again, I'm sure I'm going to get some fascinating and interesting emails about this topic. The people who are listening right now to the show not realizing that I'm not advocating swearing. I'm reporting the news about how certain vocalizations of certain words will suffice or supplant for other physiological things that could happen or will happen or do happen. So take it for whatever it is worth. All right, do not go anywhere. We've got hour number two straight ahead and some very important information to share with you regarding cesarean section scar disorders. Wow, they're on the rise. Don't miss it. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.